Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Guys, I want to say thank you very much. We hit over 1 million views on Live and Alive. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you for watching it. If you haven't yet, go watch it. Share it with your friends. Comment, like, all that stuff. Live and Alive, streaming now on my YouTube. Thank you guys so much for your support.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler over here. You know it's RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Starting this one like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for supporting anything I do. I don't care what it is. Thank you. But make sure you go watch my new special, Live and Alive, streaming on my YouTube now. Thank you for supporting it. But if you haven't yet, go watch it. They told us it matters more if you watch it on your TV. That's something I learned from YouTube. Yeah, how about that? That they value that more than a phone or a tablet. So go watch it on your TV, like, share, comment, all that good stuff. It really does matter, all right? I'm very excited to have this guest back here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nate Jackson. Welcome to the Way Back, Nate Jackson. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into your stories right there, plug it all, everything and anything you'd
I'll try to do it fast.
Take your time.
Humbly, there's a lot going on. So I'm on a national tour called the Big Dog Tour. You can find the dates for that at natejacksoncomedy.com. Check out the Nate Jackson podcast. Check out Opinionated. That's the podcast. Also, the crowd work joints and with the energy that's going into YouTube, please check that out on Nate Jackson on YouTube. Check out my music on iTunes, Nate Jackson. I have a song with Too Short and Zero. I have another song with Twista. I wanted to fill the space of all the love music that's missing since everybody in R&B keeps going to jail. And then, so I'm acting on Bad Monkey Season 2, Vince Vaughn's show. It's a really fun show. Please go watch Good Fortune, Aziz Ansari's directorial debut with Keanu Reeves, Kiki Palmer, and Seth Rogen. I'm in that. And then you can go watch me on The Paper, The Office spinoff. Then make sure you check out Super Funny on Netflix. It's on there right now. It was in the top 10 and it peaked at 3. It's really good. Get your laugh on. You deserve to laugh this hard. And so there, all that is in a nutshell. I need a wife.
I hear that too. Yeah, me too, bro. Look, let's go back to the beginning of all this. Congrats on everything. Go back to the start. So where are you born? Where are you from originally?
So I'm born St. Peter's Hospital, Olympia, Washington, raised 8 minutes from there in Lacey, Washington.
Lacey, Washington.
But yeah, the house I lived in up until 9 years old is
right there.
Seven. That's it. So when the house had the red bottom and the green, so I helped my dad as a kid by handing him nails to build that little walk bridgey thing on the left.
Oh, yeah, right here?
Yeah. And then
what's under there? Is there a koi pond under it?
At a point there was, but this is just, now there's just rocks.
Yeah.
But there you go. And then whoever that is that lives in that house didn't take care of the lawn because it was luscious and green, but it did not have trees.
Real quick, let me ask you.
Also,
is that all your property back there?
It was, but he sold it to a Korean lady and she opened a hair salon called Forever Young. Yeah, and so that entrance is back by that little handicapped kid bus that they can come down and park in there and then you would get your hair done. Now where those sheds are,
those are yours?
These people put that in.
Oh.
But when I was a kid, they weren't there. But back where you see that green bush back there, a little bit to the right of the cursor, right there, we had a full dog panel for our two Cocker Spaniels, a sweet one named Brandy that was my oldest sister's dog.
That was our dog's
name. Then another one named Luke that was crazy as, do you cuss on this?
Yeah.
Luke was crazy as fuck, like literally insane, like would run down the ramp of his doghouse and do a full, like flip. Whatever that, a backflip, and then land on his feet and never stop barking. So when I was seven, my dad would be like, go feed the dogs. Like, and it was like,
there it is, there's Forever Y'all.
Yeah, I told you. This is like this is like a horror movie. And so that neighborhood on the other side.
Let me see the storefront again. Yeah. Hold on, that's crazy.
Forever Young.
But that was your property originally.
Yeah, it was. And there was nothing over there but the compost pile and then the dog's cage. And so it was just some land there. And then that neighborhood, you see that white house back on, now that we're looking across the other way?
All the way back?
Right there across the street. So that, even though there's trees, that's one of the biggest neighborhoods. It's called Tanglewild. And literally there's like 40,000 homes in there.
Holy shit. Yeah. Are you serious?
But this was across from it. So when I went to go do anything.
So you were on the edge, the outskirts.
We're not in Tanglewild.
Got it.
Them kids would be like, you ain't from Tanglewild. Like, okay. They had a pool in the middle of that was like, you had to have a Tanglewild address to use the pool. Yeah. And I couldn't go use the pool or like have no summertime fun. So right there, that white building. So that's a daycare, Kids Choice.
The blue.
Yeah. They had all the they built it. It had like, they had every console you could play. Video games, play pool, a bunch of stuff.
Oh, this is like a little wild. Yeah. Or
this is before it turned into whatever that is.
Sort of.
Whatever that is, I'm talking like 20, I don't know. Yes, yeah, so I think it might say Kids' Choice now if that ever clears up. But everybody wanted to go to Kids' Choice. It does not look like much right now. But as a kid, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, okay, so let's go to the right. And there was there's a place that still exists called Union Mills Grocery Store. And I would walk the bush. Yeah, so I would walk up through these bushes right there on the right. Mm-hmm. You see that little construction sign?
Yeah.
So on the right, you could pop up and then hit that crosswalk and go. And it's, you see that dumpster right there on the street? Yeah. That's the side of Union Mills. And so that little grocery store or convenience store served all the houses that lived in there and all the houses that lived all back up in there. And so if you look on the right, there's a building that's got shingles. That is like a little arcade.
That little brick building?
That.
There?
So if you were to open the door, there's like five or six, like, you know, Pac-Man and all that stuff. So you would go up and you play in there until like the older kids would come and be like, give me all your quarters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's Union Mills. And then, yeah. So apparently they don't have games in there anymore. But that, when I was a kid, it was that. And also when my sisters were young. And so you can see where the kids from the neighborhood, if you back up a little bit, you can see where they have.
Jumping there.
And they're walking up to it.
Oh, that's a walk. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then. Yeah, so the church I grew up at, let's go to my church. Let's go left. This is the biggest Black-owned church in South Puget Sound. Can you type in New Life Baptist Church? Bam, there's the church.
That's a nice-looking church.
It's big. I mean, it's big. And, mm-hmm. There's 600-700 people in there, full choir. That's where I earned a lot of ass-whoopings. Oh, my God.
Wait, how many days a week are you in here?
Oh, I would go for sure Sundays, and then choir practice was Tuesdays.
You sang in the choir?
Yeah, tenor for life. Matter of fact, my chair was right.
Is that you?
Huh?
Oh, that's not. So sometimes Kirsten has.
Sickler, that's crazy.
Hold on a second.
Is that
sometimes
you?
Kirsten
wild
has.
As hell.
Sometimes Kirsten,
Kirsten
has.
Kirsten, pull
pictures.
Up three more black people right now, no, and he has to say which one is
ready.
Me.
I promise you, she has pictures ready a lot.
Just pulled up any random black kid.
Anyway, so
that was our church. Our family sat in the same pew my entire life, still to this day.
Are your parents still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Are they the Monday to Sunday people?
No. Okay. My mom, like, they helped organize to get the church going at the old location. It was down on Puget or something. I don't remember. But so our family would say, you see the pews on the right that have the white strips?
Mm-hmm.
So right behind that, because that's like clergy members or whatever I think you call it. But that pew, that's where my family is every Sunday. Like, right? They just know, like, oh, the Jacksons will be there.
Mama Jackson. Still there.
It'd be my mom and dad going. So I recognize those people. Like that's Minister Katie Harden right there in the middle. What makes this area interesting and why there's even black people is Joint Base Lewis McChord is 12 minutes from this. And that's the biggest military installation in the Western Hemisphere.
Is that right?
Yeah. So a ton of the people at church are.
I see. Are, they're military.
Yeah. Like you're looking across at where like my mom would be sitting. Not the far wall, but this pew closer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then as a kid in this middle section, there was this family and they had two daughters and the older daughter was like bad. Right. And so I would for sure be dressed to go see Shalanda. And then.
Shalanda.
Yeah. And then some Sundays there used to be the Harris family. They would line up. They were their whole family. They were from Chicago. They would take up the entire pew with kids, the aunties and all that. And they had a daughter named Tanisha. Lord have mercy. We used to have to change how we would do offering. So usually they come to your row and then your whole row get up and then you go down and do the money and then you get back into your row. But she would be dressed like her booty was unreal.
When life gets busy, meal prep usually falls off the list. And even when we do it, it's the same boring chicken and rice on repeat. That's why I reach for Tempo, balanced, fresh meals that are actually good for you. They taste great. And they're ready in minutes. There's no skipping meals, no sad takeout, no endless prep, all right? Tempo delivers fresh, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. Each meal is perfectly portioned for lunch or dinner and ready in just 2 minutes. With 20 new recipes every week made from nutrient-rich ingredients, Tempo keeps things exciting and helps you stay consistent with healthy habits. I have some red pepper chicken and a roasted cauliflower elote bowl on the way to my house right now, and I can't wait to try it out. They've got great food. Look, I'm a guy that'll go all day and then at night I want to eat
and you make bad choices. So I'm glad to have Tempo in the fridge. They're really good meals. For a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/wayback. That's tempomeals.com/wayback for 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/wayback. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And she would, they, I don't know how, but she was wearing cat suits and all kind of stuff. Like
cat suits.
She was,
shirt.
Listen, thick as fuck. Tanisha, I miss you. And so wherever you're at. And so, but like, it would be like, people are like, we don't need to be dealing with temptation when we're trying to give our money to the Lord. So they changed it. And then they would just come to your aisle and like a bucket would go by.
Hold on. She,
but yes.
They had a Tanisha clause.
Yeah.
She changed the game. Like they were like, this is too tempting. So now we're just going to do it this way. Because this lady's ass.
There was nobody said anything out loud, but there was a, there had to be.
One
I remember
day in a cat suit.
She was dressed like in a mini skirt. Like you could see like the back of the, like a little bit under the butt cheek. And then the next Sunday was like, we passing the buckets. Like no more.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing, like if the pastor's preaching, he's expecting all eyes on him. But if he's noticing all the men are like, God damn. Like, you can't say that at church.
No. And the women aren't happy about it either.
Yeah, they're like, this little temptress. So.
Oh, shit.
That's my church,
funny.
Man. And I love that place. So shout out to Pastor Reeves, the new presiding pastor over there. And then.
And was this like a elementary through high school type of thing?
This is still, if I go home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I'm in town and my mom's like, come
sing?
To church with us. No, I'm not in the choir or anything anymore.
But you'll go check it out.
Yeah. That's so nice. Then let's see. So this, see that regional athletic complex?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole new thing. Like it's flat out amazing. Like there's like, that doesn't even look right. There's probably like 16 field. Yeah, see, that's soccer and baseball. And then all that's parking lot. Like that didn't exist.
That's massive.
It is. And it'd be every parking spot you see on
I mean,
that.
We look at these maps all the time and just the way
this
I can
tell. It's a full block of just.
Massive.
Yeah, and there's people walking the trails. There's a little basketball court. There's some tennis.
Let's
this
go
place
look at your
cracking.
High school. Let's go see your high school.
Let's look at the high school. The middle school is right there across the street, Caddy Corner.
Okay.
So the brown roof.
Oh, yeah, right here. Okay.
That's, yeah. And so where you see Ostrom. It's the Ostrom Avenue.
Yeah,
that's the Ostrom's mushroom farm, and so
right
you
here.
See as concrete used to be giant pits of manure because you got to grow mushrooms and manure. And on Wednesdays they would stir. They would stir or do whatever
every Wednesday.
When I tell you, if you zoom out a little bit, just zoom out some more, a little bit more. Everybody on that screen could smell Ostrom's on a Wednesday. Yes, and they finally got rid of it, and so now like the area is. But look at how much residential there is.
That is crazy.
Okay.
This is that one neighborhood you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like
so where I grew up had hoes. So if you go, if you look at
Mushroom Corner, look.
Yeah. So if you zoom in,
hey girl,
8100 on the like, right there. So that's Nisqually Middle School, right there. And so there were so many kids went to the school that they had two different football teams. At the same school. So
no
we had,
way.
Yeah, so we had the Nisqually Totems, and then we had the Nisqually Chiefs. Two different
who
quarterbacks,
you root
two different. You root for whatever team your
you
kid is on.
You had enough people to field two football teams?
Yeah, and the way
Damn.
It felt was like Nisqually Totems was the school where, like, it was the team. If you played on totem football team, like you were supposed to be better at sports, but then the Chiefs was like everybody that was like in trouble or suspended, so they felt like the badass. It was like the good guys versus the heels.
The longest yard over
there. Literally.
And so you got Yankees Mets in house though. So what did most people root for? Would you say like the student body? Were they more totems versus?
I think that we just
50-50 or
yeah, we didn't care.
Or we like this. They're better at basketball. They're better at football. They're better at baseball.
I don't think they had two different basketball teams.
No.
They may have after
football.
I left. I mean that's
okay.
Middle school, so you're only there for 2 years.
Yeah,
but when we got to high school, both teams blended to be on the Riverridge Hawks.
And were you guys good?
Yeah, we were solid. I mean, we had Jeremy Stevens was our quarterback at the time. He went to the league.
Yep.
Timberline High School is across town. They had Jonathan Stewart. He played for the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Keep pounding. Yeah, so you go to River Ridge High School, and you'll see where I was playing football and baseball. We were under so they've remodeled it now to where it looks like a college campus a little bit.
They seem to have continued to put money into this neighborhood and
well,
build up this neighborhood.
See, that wasn't there when I was there. There was no...
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever them apartments are, that wasn't
more
there.
More people are moving in.
Yeah,
and
it's growing. And so this is the tennis courts on the left, and then behind that is our practice football field and the track.
Is it to a point now where you have multiple high schools in this pocket now too? Or is everybody
still
one?
No, it's still the three.
It's three.
Yeah, it's Timberline, North Thurston, and River Ridge.
It's three all in that one pocket.
And in mm-hmm. Lacey. And so North Thurston is like the oldest school. It's where all the white kids go. And then Timberline is, it's old too, but it got remodeled to look for real like a college campus. And so then whatever school is the newest is where all the parents are trying to send their kids.
Right.
So the way the school is set up is, that's River Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you see the four buildings that are fanned out like playing cards? Got it. So I graduated the year before this. So those four buildings,
mm-hmm.
that's A house, B house, C house, and D house.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like four schools inside of one school.
Oh, shit.
Right?
This is a community college.
That's how that's how it was set up to be. And then out here was the baseball field, the mm-hmm. only green patch of grass. That was the varsity baseball field. And then the one that's dirt, that was the JV field. And then those three down there, those are all softball fields.
Mm.
And then that soccer field up top, that was, they went to state for soccer before any other sport or whatever. On the top right, that green patch, that's the soccer field. And we didn't even go over there. There's no need to go over there. Then on the left, that, so you see the track down on the left. Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's our football field. Now, if you go straight up on the screen with your mouse, you don't have to go far. But right there, a little to the left where you see nothing, just like a lot of walking paths through the woods,
mm-hmm.
a little higher, right there.
Okay.
That's nothing but just like the smoke pit. And like where all the bad kids would like go to like to walk up to like. So if you zoom out a little bit and go left. And so up there above the road, you see there's a Costco.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a McDonald's. There was a Dairy yep. Queen. There was all this. So that's where.
That's the stretch.
That's where everybody would go for lunch. And
that's what I want to ask. You're allowed to leave the campus?
Not until you're a sophomore or above.
We were never.
Yeah, we were allowed to go.
We were only allowed to leave if you got a written permission to work.
That Safeway parking lot, if you zoom in on that Safeway to the left right there, yeah, all that's a Safeway. There's all kind of stuff in there. But on a Friday night at like 8, the whole school with cars would go there. And then we would find out where the party mm-hmm. is. And there'd be like this Mardi Gras style procession to wherever the house is. So it was a small community, but our parties would be like 1,000 kids.
And where are you going? Where are you guys having parties?
A lot of times in Moisey's house.
So it was all. Would you do field parties if nobody had a house?
Yeah, there was bonfires.
Yeah.
I threw parties at my house because we had land.
Yeah, so it was
the
one
that I can't show. But but we had, so it'd be anywhere. Like you would just, as long as it was in our area, so it was probably within like, you know, the region that the school represents for students. But there was a huge subdivision down at the other end on the right called the Meadows. And so over the years, each little different subdivision pocket is all now connected. But the Meadows had low-income housing at the entrance of the Meadows for like the first like 5 minutes driving through there. So that was like where all the like literally Meadows Gangsta Crips, like we had like Meadows, if you were looking for it, you could go find it over in the Meadows.
Real quick.
And down the further down that road that you go that you're looking just then, mm-hmm. like all that McAllister and all that, like that's where all the rich people were. Laurel Oaks, McAllister and all that. So yeah, so they sent me to Seven Oaks, which is back in that served this area. I don't know where it is on the map, but Seven Oaks Elementary is back in here somewhere. It was where I went after Lydia Hawk, when Lydia Hawk served Tanglewild.
Got it.
Right? So I had the option to go right here with these kids in this neighborhood or to the brand new spanking. And with my mom on the school board, she's like, you're going to the new school.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right. And so River Ridge was new. They had just built it. They built it in like 1999 or 97.
Seven Oaks right
here. So there's Seven Oaks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to all these different new schools, but the schools didn't have crazy history of like, you know, every school was like whatever identity you make it, literally. So
that's pretty cool. It's also a way if you're in that school, you're making history in there. You're the first whatever.
You're the first of everything. But so both of my older sisters went to Timberline.
Tell me about shoplifting. You actually got caught shoplifting?
Yeah. So we went to the Capitol Mall. My cousin was making a whole thing of it. Like I saw him maybe like 5 or 6 times and he had like entirely new outfits on, new shoes, new everything. Like, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, how are you going school shopping in the middle of the year? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, I'm stealing, basically. And I'm like, how? And he was like, we go to the Capitol Mall, we pick a store, you put on all the clothes or whatever in the dressing room, and then you cover it with the outfit you got on.
And is this before all the ink things and all that shit they put on clothes now? You know, the little sensors and all that? Or they got a way to get those off?
I think we had the original ones then, like, mm-hmm. they just had people in the store secret shopping. And so we were at the Bon Marché, which was like, that's probably where I fucked up. But the Bon Marché was notorious for having like the most security. I didn't know till after, but they had, they were like, dude, the mannequins got cameras in the eyes. Like, it was like, what? And so, yeah, there's the Bon. Yeah. And so it was one of those big stores on the end where if you went out one entrance, you're outside. And if you go in the other, you pop out near the food court inside. So we're in there. My cousin comes up to me. He's already, he, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to go in. I'm, so I sit in the food court or whatever. He comes out and I'm like, what happened? He was like, what do you mean what happened? Look at my new shoes. Am I new this? Am I new that? Are you going to do it or not? You're going to punk out? I'm like, this is my little cousin too. So I'm like, I got bad influences
but
younger than me.
But he's being that cocky with it that he didn't run out of the store. And walked get out. He down, walked back next to the food court.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's like, can I get a
and it's right there is the store he just stole from.
He's like, let me get an orange chicken. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Great. He's like, it's so easy, bro. Like, it's nothing. So I'm like, all right. So I go in the store. I put on two or three like Marc Echo shirts. I put on a pair of shorts. I put on my jeans. And like, and mind you, like I walked in and I walked through Julia and I'm like, hey ladies, like I'm like talking, like y'all good, like it's a normal day, you know? And so then I go do all that. And I noticed that when I was like standing around, I was like, I stood at Julia and looked at a ring or whatever. Like there was like this, there was a, like a brunette guy with thick glasses and he was also looking at Julia. And so then I went back and I like picked the clothes out or whatever. And when I came out to look at myself to see like that guy was right there shopping, kind of made eye contact right quick and then was back shuffling through some stuff. And then I was like, that was weird that he'd be in two spots. Let me try something. So I go to women's clothing and I'm just literally just fucking with stuff. And I look up, he's shopping for women's clothes.
He's everywhere you
then
are.
I was like, fuck this. That's a cop.
Now at this point, you have the clothes
everything's
under,
on
you,
but
on
I'm still
you.
In store.
Okay.
So yep. Then I leave right. back that's from right. women's and I go back to the dressing room and I just start taking off everything. I'm like, fuck all that. And then I come out and then I go like, I was like, I'm gonna leave out. I feel like that was the police. So I was like, I'm leaving out this entrance, right? And then I was like, ah, fuck, my cousin is still in there. So I go back by. I'm like, all right, ladies, y'all have a good day. I just window shop. Didn't get anything. Nobody even asked me.
Do you see the guy? Is he following
nope.
you or no?
Nope. So then I walk out into the food court area and three old, like middle-aged, like white guys run up like, fucking come with us. Oh my God. I'm like, fuck's wrong with you guys? You went that way. We had so while I was inside being indecisive, they were running around the entire outside of the mall.
That
and shit.
Is hilarious.
Right? So
waiting for you to go here.
Yeah. And they're like, fuck, he's going inside. So I run back through. I'm like, fuck. So they grabbed me, walked me through the store to a security office. I didn't even know was in there the whole time. And I'm like, I took off everything. What the fuck? And they're like, dude, we saw you decide not to steal, but we've been running for the last 15 fucking minutes. Give us the t-shirt. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, we saw everything you put on, we saw everything you took off, and there is a white t-shirt still missing. It was a $14.
How'd they see what you put on? Are the cameras in there?
Or whatever, and mannequins or whatever. But they literally had a list of everything that I had gone in there with. And then they went through that while I was walking around or whatever. The guy went in there and was like, pants, da 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 da. And there was a t-shirt missing. So they had me strip all the way down. I was like, I took off everything. Fuck. And I still had on this $14, like one of those like really thin undershirts. And I don't even remember. And then at the time, I'm like, maybe I kept that to be like, I still got something. Like I still get points with my family or my cousin or whatever. But I was like, man, fuck this. And still got caught for shoplifting.
What'd they do to you?
They had me sitting in the office. They paraded me through there like they had caught a goddamn prize peacock.
They
were
walking back by the jewelry. Hey, girls.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why were you guys following me? And they're like, you stopped and you talked to everybody in the store. You basically said, I'm about to steal. They're like, it's a characteristic of people who are about to shoplift. Like,
that's
they over-visit.
They I watch I a lot of that smuggling and shit. And they say, man, the people to chatty and talk a little too friendly and shit.
Yeah.
They're like,
that's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I didn't know that, obviously. And so my cousin left me. My dad got called down there. He talked to him like, so let me get this right.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to GhostBed. GhostBed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every GhostBed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? GhostBed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You got my kid in here who obviously decided not to steal from you today, and you mad over a $14 shirt. The kid had $30 in his pocket. Just take the value of the shirt from cash from him, and let's not ruin his life with some shoplifting shit on his stuff. And so he, you know, he talked to friends. My dad was like a legit community member and all that. And so it had a little traction with them because of the effort of me not trying to steal. I still got in trouble and still got like some, you know, you have to wait 7 years for your shoplifting and all that
shit. Is that right?
Yeah. And we got it to where
how old were you?
I was a kid, man.
They hit you with that, huh?
They tried to throw it all. I'm black. So I did community service. I remember we had to go on the freeway and pick dandelions or something, and then it went off my shit. But the reason that I've never even said this, but they're like, the reason that he for sure needs it is because there's another little kid that keeps hitting us, and we just saw them sharing orange chicken. Somebody's going
they
down.
They saw what you ate. Yeah.
He might have had a shirt.
Didn't get away with
he might have had a shirt, but goddamn it, there's five pairs of shoes, three bomber jackets, that's missed. So I got pop on behalf of my cousin.
I see.
Rest in peace, my cousin. He's since passed away, but
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
They knew. Like, you know, he knows some shit.
Yeah. They're like, how many little black guys are going to keep popping us? Like, and then the fact that he walked straight to me out the food court. Because once you're out, you're out. Like yeah. So they're just standing in the door like, motherfucker got us again.
That's what we learned, too. My buddy tried to steal rubbers one time, and he panicked. And right before we went out to CVS, he put them back.
Uh-huh.
But the security guard came and got them anyway.
Okay.
And I had some whatever I had, I put mine back. But I wasn't out of the store either. And they made this whole example out of him and took him outside, all this shit. My dad kept telling him, did you leave the store? And he's my friend Eric. He's like, no. And he's like, you didn't steal. Like, what they did to you was not right.
Right.
You got to leave the store.
Yes.
You could put whatever the fuck you want in your pockets or whatever. I might just be putting it in there to carry it up
to the front.
To the front.
And this is why they were running so much.
Right. They're trying to get you
I wasn't in the store. I was out the store entrance, but they had like seating out there. Like, this is when like you could sit on the concrete. Like, they had seats and they used to have seats in malls. Mm-hmm. And so I had got to that. Like, I was out of the store. Like, the case for me having to not been all of that was made. So that's why it was like the judge was like, come on, guys. Like, we have kids that are clearly trying to be bad. This one's not.
Right.
Like, chill out. Hey, go pick dandelions on the freeway.
So, wait, this neighborhood you live in, you mentioned when we talked before, you have two older sisters. So, do you have your own bedroom?
Yeah.
Are you sneaking out of the house ever? You ever sneaking out of that stuff?
I snuck out the house a couple of times.
To do
I remember,
what? Where
like,
are you going?
Just whatever, to the homies' houses that smoked or whatever, where their parents didn't give a fuck because my parents was on it.
And how are you getting out?
You push the car in neutral.
Oh, shit, you're taking the car. You're not just on foot going
Yeah, by now I'm like 15, 16, like all the seniors are.
Is what? this Can we look at that house? Is this the house you're sneaking out of, or is that the one someone?
No, because we left that house at 9. I wasn't sneaking out at 9.
I'm talking about the high school house. We can't look at that one, though, right?
No, because my parents still live there. They live there. You'll just get everyone shot.
I just want to see how you did it. So tell us how you did it.
You can send them, but they're just going to be in a long line of rifle shots.
You should. Hey, we saw you on the way back.
Yeah.
Top floor, bottom floor, how you getting out? Through the window, through the front door, basement door?
Front door.
What's your plan? At what time do you have to wait till mom and dad are asleep?
After the news goes off. So 11 o'clock news finishes up at 11:30. By 11:45, kisses on foreheads. And, all right, we're calling it a night. They go back to their room. My room was kind of back there, too. But then I would be like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? I would be in the bed with my clothes on and get out, put my feet in my shoes, come out, open the garage, but manually.
Okay.
And then
just enough like to
throw
slide
the car
out
in a neutral and then push it straight back out of the garage. And then.
Oh, you're lifting the garage all the way up.
Well, you don't have to do it, but just go like that. It's going to, it does the rest of the work for you. And then close the garage quietly, like, and then get into the car, turn it on, no headlights, and then like slowly crawl out, hit the street, turn the lights on, and we out this bitch. What are we getting into? We'll figure it out after that.
And then you got to do the same thing.
I know. Another thing we were doing, we used to, my dad had a little pickup truck that he was using. It was like his Saturday little work Toyota truck. And we would go steal bikes from the rich people houses because they didn't lock them up. They'd just be on the side of their crib. And then we had an article in the classifieds of the Olympian for a bike for sale for $100. And we just kept the ad going, and we kept selling these bikes. So the reason we stopped wasn't because, like, I swear to God, one night we had, it's embarrassing. We went to like Tumwater, like where the real rich kids were. Like we drove 20 minutes and just was driving through these huge neighborhoods with rolling lawns. And you would see just, you know, it was Schwinn's, and you're like, oh my God. So we just go up, take, my friends were like, yo, we need to start taking barbecue grills. We need to start taking, like, I was like, yo, chill. Like, yeah. Like we did one little bite. Like, I just was trying to get enough money so that I had some pocket money for homecoming that's coming up. Or I just wanted, like, you know what I'm saying? Not have to ask for it. Like, it was, and it was a rush. Like, you're like headed out of these people's neighborhoods with four bikes in the back of your truck. And then I had to figure out where to hide. So I would hide them in the back of the rubble part of like the garage. And then the people would come, and then I would wheel the bike out and sell it. And my mom was like, okay, I get that you sold your bike. I'm like, yeah, but then I went and I bought another one, and I changed the tire.
Flipping them and shit.
Yeah, I'm fixing the tire and the chain. She's like, oh my God, this is a little business. I want to support you. Let me buy you a set of ratchet rings. I'm like, Mama, please don't do that. Don't. But like, we're not starting a bike fixing business, right? And so this would go on for a couple months. So, in one day, we did good, but we would split everything, spend everything, split everything, spend everything. We didn't have any, like, right. There was no overhead. So it was like, if the truck needed gas, we're like, fuck, right? Like, we had no way to, like, because there was no, like, hey, put some of that to the side to keep this going. And so my dad would be like, I know I had a half tank of gas. Like, there's a quarter tank now. Something the fuck is happening. Like, you know, he's like, I think it's, he literally had me out there like, give me my headlight and I'm gonna lean up under the truck and see if there's a gas leak under this damn thing. Because it never made sense. He didn't check the miles or nothing. So we saw this bike.
The miles would have told.
We saw this bike, right? It's me and my boy, me and my boy Dante, and we saw this bike. This bike was futuristic. You know how bikes, like the bike seat comes on, you know, it's the bike, the seat is on a peg. This bike, there was no peg. It like came, it was built different. Like, it came out, the seat was special. It had like.
Do you remember what it was?
No. It was something that we thought was out of this world. We called the newspaper like, hey, change the ad to 300. Like, this bike was crazy. It had shocks on it. The shocks were covered with butter. So, like, you could get on. It's like, oh, shit.
You can't just log on and do that yourself. Back then, you got to call and get a person to change that ad. Yeah, and then it got to run the next day.
We about to be rich. You hear me? Rich. This bike had to be worth it. We're selling it used at 300. So, like, we thought it was worth 1,000 easily. Oh, my God. This bike was incredible. I might keep it and ride it. My mom won't ask so many questions. Dante, like, I'd live too far to be riding bikes. Like, so it was like, all right, well, let's just get it off. So we put it up. Guy shows up, and he just was like, he was just too many questions. Like, he had these thick-ass glasses, but he was like, nerdy, but also like in shape. So it was like, who the fuck is it? Like, it felt just real copish. I don't know if he's a cop to this day, but he was like, dude, this same bike, it's, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, man, it was $300. He's like, this bike brand new is 150 at Fred Meyer's. I'm like, ain't no motherfucking way this bike's $150. You got me fucked up. He's like, so let me get this right. You got this bike and you don't know that it's on sale for one. Where'd you fucking steal this thing, kid? And I was like, didn't steal it. It was a gift. Didn't want it. It's got a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? I like my old trusty back there. And he was like, yeah, whatever. I was like, well, man, just fucking mind your business. He's like, I'm calling the fucking newspaper, dude. Like, I'm telling him to take your ad down. Sketch as fuck. Yeah, and he fucked us up. So he called them or whatever, and they were like, that's interesting, because they just called us and asked to raise it to 300. And so they were like, are you price gouging? Like, could you send us a picture of the bike? And I was like, nah, man, don't worry about it, man, whatever. Because there's also a like, hey, our bike was stolen classified. So if you see, like, I'm two pages over,
right, yeah.
Somebody's like, no,
this is missing.
Yeah, but when I tell you this bike to us was a rocket ship, like, we're like, oh, shit, we about to get paid. Like, we about to fill up the tank, buy some dope outfits, meet some bitches in Tacoma, drive to Seattle. Like, that's big plans for a Lacey kid, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, after all, I was like, man, fuck it. So, you know, there it was. So, but I had a nice fishing pole. I had all the lures. I had all the power bait.
Where are you fishing?
We had a pond behind our house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you
where there's like three or four. No. Someone had, though.
Someone already had.
A long time before, because it was like an average size of a trout that was in there. Rarely you could find. I'm talking, if you fish 30 days straight, you might see one go by. Like, you'll see the spot. It's a brown trout or something. You might barely catch one.
Did you ever catch anything back there?
Yeah, all the time. Oh, if I went down the hill, regularly? I was coming back with bass.
Bass
that were like about this long. They were all sandwiches. Yeah. So you would catch three or four and then you good. Or my mom be like, go get me some dinner out of that. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to have some fried fish for dinner or whatever. And then I caught from whatever they stocked it, I caught a steelhead brown trout out of it. This was not, if you could hit a golf ball across this body of water.
Really?
This is not a lake.
Yeah.
This is a pond. So somebody at some point stocked it. And so this fish was much, and I remember I used bike money. I saw an infomercial for the banjo minnow.
I got the banjo minnow too. Dude.
I had that motherfucker dancing, baby. And I remember it was a clear day, and I was just fucking with a green one.
Bring that up real quick.
I was fucking with a green one. I had a green one of those bouncing like shit. And from the depths of the pond, mm-hmm. this huge trout came up, bop, and it hit it. And I saw the entire side of it go by. Like, and I was like, oh my God, this is the biggest fish in my, it. And here's the thing. It didn't fight. It literally like just pulled it straight out of the water. It was like, we got a taxidermy.
Old and
taxidermied. It is still at the house.
Is it?
Yes.
You have a picture of that?
I don't. My dad was doing something and it fell on his head. Oh, so no. It's a whole thing where he had to get stitches and now like some of the fins broke off the tail, but it went right back up. But he tells anyone that comes out, that fish was in that water down there. Cause the lake is, it's a pond.
Yeah.
It's so small, you wouldn't expect a 22.5-inch trout.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
but
crazy.
That's what it was. But it was one of those perennials that just was probably the last of it stocking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I caught it on a banjo minnow.
Hell yeah. That's a great ad for the fucking banjo minnow. Listen, this was a great episode, man. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you. You got me all heated up talking about the stuff.
I love it. I want you to come back and do a honeydew with us.
I'm down.
Let's wrap this up by right there again. Tell everybody everything you want. Promote it all.
Oh, man. Please just go to natejacksoncomedy.com. Tap in. There's all sorts of good stuff. Make sure you check out my YouTube. If you're on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram, you are having an experience, and I appreciate you being a part of the family. But if you go to YouTube, you'll see there's much more, and there's also much more coming. So tap in, go watch The Paper, The Office spinoff. Check that out. Check out Good Fortune in theaters and on Apple TV. Check out my Netflix special, Super Funny, that's on right now. It was in the top 10 for 8 days, and it peaked at number 3. It's still on there. It's doing great. And then get ready for Bad Monkey Season 2, which is going to be amazing.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me.
As
always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Watch my new special streaming now on YouTube, Live and Alive. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.